Well, of course, if you've been listening and watching, and this government certainly, even before it was elected, it said that they were going to crack down on gangs. And of course, they certainly now they are determined to go ahead with that. And we've just seen that the government wants to introduce plans that will have a significant effect on gang gang life, let alone gang activity, gang life. You would have heard some of the comments today, and I'm very pleased this evening that I've got somebody that I can talk to who really does know about, you know, gangs and been there for such a long time, actually as a live member. And I welcome this evening Harry Tam to Radio Wātea. Kia ora, Harry. Oh, yes, kia ora, Harry. Kia ora. Nice to have you with us on Radio Wātea this evening. Well, Harry, this is the government getting, you know, getting the stick out to gangs, and following, I understand, what was introduced, legislation similar to that was introduced in Western Australia. Now, I don't know how successful it's been in Western Australia, but I do know there's been some quite massive reaction from the gangs already. So, so are we in for turbulent times in terms of the relationship between gangs, the police, and probably gangs and their communities?
Look, Medipika, I don't really know. Like, I was away for the weekend when the announcements were made, and I haven't really looked into them, and I understand that we introduced the House this week, I think, and it's going to be quite a long process by the sounds of it before it goes through. And until we've actually seen the details of it, it's a bit hard to comment on it. I think the only thing that I can say is that I'm not sure, you know, if this is actually going to do anything. You know, like for me, what I'm really interested in is, like, what is it that we're actually trying to fix? You know, and I'm almost of the belief that, it's the way this government came into office. It played on people's fears about crime, gangs and so forth. But there's nothing in this, from what I've heard so far, that actually addresses the causes of the existence of these groups and their behaviour. So I'm not convinced that just passing laws is going to change anything, because New Zealand has had a history of legislating against gangs. And the reality of it is, most of that legislation sits dormant. You know, you can go back as far as in the 1970s with Norman Kirk with the unlawful assembly charges, and then Geoffrey Palmer in the 1980s with disorderly assembly. And then, you know, more recently, Labor with their stuff. And what you'll find is that police will kind of use this legislation when it's first introduced. It's kind of like boys with their new toys. Then after a while, they forget about it. So it'd be really interesting to have a look at how often gang legislation has been used, right? Because in my experience, it's not used that often. So if that's the case, then what is this all about? I think it's really about trying to distract us from what the real issues that we should be concerned about, right? For example, if we want to reduce harm for young people, why are we changing the legislation on tobacco? That's going to cause a massive harm for young people and future generations. It's going to cost the country hugely. You know, this government that's come in, part of this rhetoric about tough on crime is boot camps, right? And all the research is telling you boot camps don't work. But this government, they know better, right? They don't listen to science. They don't listen to research. They just do it. Why? Because they have the power, right? So when you start unpacking this, it's about, it's the language of the colonizer. I have power and I will do what I want to do, regardless whether it's the right thing, regardless whether it's sensible, regardless what science says, right? Because with the tobacco one, All the clinicians, all the scientists, they were telling us this is going to be catastrophic, but this government ignores them, right? So really, when you start unpacking What is this all about? It's about creating distraction from the real issues that they don't want us to look at. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
amending the legislation so international mining companies can come in and wreck our bloody shoreline, you know, cause immense harm in the way of mining the stands in the Taranaki Cove. It's about supporting the tobacco industry so they can poison our kids. It's about selling pseudoephedrine in chemist shops so everyone can get it, yeah?
Yeah.
So I refuse to get distracted from what the real issues are because that's what they are to me.
Well, I think one of the points that you mentioned, I think it's probably hitting it on the head, Harry, when you said that they were elected on one of their platforms was Get Tough on Gangs, and so this is it. This is the start of it. One could say the start of it. But, you know, and I think the other point that you mentioned is so bloody relevant. Is what's the problem? I mean, what problem are they trying to address? Through introducing legislation that will crack down. Actually, when they say crack down on gangs, they're really saying crack down on members of our communities. Because, I mean, I live in Rotorua, and you'd be hard to find a whānau in Rotorua that doesn't have either gang, isn't a member of a gang or has gang affiliations and members of their wider family. So, you know, it, to a certain extent, it could also be seen as an attack on our communities, the ones who are already on the outer. So for what purpose? You know, that, I mean, if you want to reduce the activities of gangs, then look to something that has been successful, and maybe they should talk with them. But as you say, what about the root causes?
Yeah, so that's what I'm interested in, is addressing the root causes. There's nothing from what I've heard about the legislation is actually about the root causes. It's about supposedly allaying fears. Fears of what?
Yeah.
You know, fear that the media is placed daily into the minds of people, that politicians keep on ramping up. But most people don't see gangbangers. Most people will see a patch on the media, right? Yeah. How often would the average person see a patch? I can tell you now, not very often. It's the mass media shows the patch more often than you would see one, right? Because, like, there's certain communities where our people reside in, and you'll see them. But most of the time, they stay within those communities. Yeah?
It's very true.
Yeah. So the thing is, who's promoting it, right? It's the mass media and the politicians that keep on talking about it. They drum it up because they need someone to demonize, someone that they can blame, right? And you see this, like, throughout the election campaign, you know, the Coalition of Madness and Harry Tam, and as recent as last week, they still flog me in the house, you know, because they need someone to demonise. It suits them. This is the tactics of Hitler. This is what he did. You know, blame the Jews, blame the homosexuals, blame the communists, blame the socialists. Right? So, you know, I think we've got much bigger things to worry about, because what is happening underhanded, you know? Why are we being focused away from this? And the thing is, the whole thing of tough on crime, right? Mm-hmm. So if you will recall, that just about every national government that's come into office in recent times, they've always promoted private prison. So let's have a look at the prison situation now. They're overcrowded and they're understaffed. With more legislation, the tough on crime, those prisons are going to get pulled to the max. Right, and what was Winston's solution? Build a big prison, yeah.
Mm.
Because I can tell you now, this is truck and trailer. The truck is tough on crime, and the trailer was private prison.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's what they're not telling us, right?
Mm.
There's a reason to their madness, and the reason to support those big multinational corporations that these people are tied up with. You know, Chris Bishop, you know, with the tobacco industry, you know? Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. They don't want you to see that, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it certainly requires society, general public, really, to increase their awareness about what is happening or what could be another another way of looking at things. I mean, we have our police officers now who are stretched to the max as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And already I've seen a program where one gang in particular, and it probably is replicated throughout the country, where they start talking about, well, if you want a war with us, well, bring it on. Now, that means that the police minister is going to have to go in and offering condolences to these families, because I can tell you, I don't think it'll end nicely. And I just think when you go out of your way to harass people without actually saying what the reason is, because a lot of these, look, I did listen to an interview today with a well-known lawyer, and she is in court most weeks representing members of gangs. And she said that this is not going to be an easy ride for the government. You know, they're trying to introduce legislation that will actually be, in many instances, very hard to prove. I mean, you've got to prove that people are coming together with the express purposes of disrupting the community in which they live. She said it is not going to be easy. And during all of that, she said, you've got to remember that these gang members live in communities. They live in families. And so she said she didn't believe it was going to be successful, but she said it would certainly take its toll on the communities in which gangs live.
Yeah, well, I guess for me is at this stage, I really don't want to perpetuate this thing of fear amongst your own people. I'd much rather that we think about what it is that we need to do to improve our people's lives and stay focused on what the real issues are. And I think this whole pantomime being played out is to get us talking about all this stuff in a negative sense. And there's no answer to it. You know, like you said at the beginning of this conversation, Rebecca, is what's the cause of our people behaving the way they do? What is the cause of our people existing the way they do? Because that's the real issue. If we want to change things, we have to do better than what this government is offering our people, you know? And we mustn't play into their discourse. We have to stay focused on our own. And that is keep on thinking that in this harsh environment that they're creating for us, how are we going to exist and thrive in our own way to do better things in the longer term? Yeah? I refuse to get pulled into the space perpetuating their bullshit of scaring our people, frightening our people, because basically it's scaremongering. And our people are playing into it. You know, when now people say, oh, you know, we're going to fight it out with them, but that then exacerbates the wider audience saying, yes, you've got to clamp down on them. Well, let's not play that game. Yeah? Let's not perpetuate the fear that the government is perpetuating. We don't need to be part of it. Leave it with them if that's what they want to do. Keep on talking about what the real issues are. What are they trying to hide from us? What are they trying to do? You know, this whole thing of like clamping down people on benefits. So what? They can pay the rich with tax cuts. Those are the issues. That's what we should be focused on. When we're marching down the streets, it shouldn't be over our taxes. It should be marching down the streets because we can't get a decent pay. You know, that's what we should be thinking. You know, those are the real issues that affect our families every day of the week. You know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's good to hear you say good to hear you say that, Harry, because we can't lose sight of those issues that are affecting our family. And the cost of living, the exorbitant rentals that people at whānau are paying, you know, trying to get a living wage, trying to get 40 hours plus hours, albeit not this casualisation of the workforce where you have to work two jobs.
The real issues, and it's a kind of violence. It's state violence perpetuated upon our community in a really nasty way, you know, and our people got to see through that, you know.
Because
what those things do, they hurt people on a mass basis. Not individuals. Crime predominantly about individual harm, you know.
Yeah.
So when you think about the harm that it's going to cause by selling pseudoephedrine at the chemist, in other words, you can now go into countdown and there's a chemist there. So you can do your shopping, mm-hmm. and get your dose of pseudoephedrine and share it amongst your mates, yeah?
Yeah.
Get them hooked on it, yeah? That, you know, that's hard, you know? And then those issues that they're not talking about, you know, there's so much harm that they're going to cause. And yet they've channeled us down this road of looking at patches or who you associate with. And the reality of it is they can't stop you talking to me. Hey.
No.
But they're going to, you know, there's this whole thing like stop communicate gang members, communicate gang members or whānau or whatever. Yeah, they can't stop us talking to each other. Fuck, we're sending smoke signals. We'll use pigeons. We'll use drones.
You're right.
Oh, well, we've certainly, So you'll have a busy year coming up with your mahi, Harry?
Oh, well, maybe not so busy because, they're doing away with the Section 27 report.
That's right. Oh, God, yes. Yes, everything's been throwing at me. Everything's getting thrown out. Anything, any tool that could be used to benefit Māori in terms of, give an honest appraisal of perhaps where they've come from, what they're doing, their potential, any tool that could be used to change the view of the judiciary, of the public, of Māori in terms of positive, the government is going to use everything to knock them out of the park.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like as recent as last week, I think, when they had the debate in Parliament, then this bloody National MP, you know, he gets up and he says, they can get a template of Harry Tam and do their own report. But it just shows you how out of touch they are, because those people that we do those reports to, their families, as you know, are so dysfunctional. You know, all very well to say, Section 27 is designed for a family to turn up in court and speak out. Well, one, can they find family? And two, are they capable of speaking out? Hey,
yeah.
Because we're talking about intergenerational dysfunction. But these people are so out of touch, they make all these stupid assumptions and come up with these pathetic bloody responses. It's absolutely nonsense, you know?
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
Yeah. They're just so out of touch with our communities, and they just go ahead, and that's what I mean. It's all about power. Who has power and who doesn't, and how they choose to use that power. And that power has not been used for the benefit of all of our people in this country. It's just for the benefit of
That's true. And so much for Luxon saying he's going to govern on behalf of all New Zealanders. Well, you know, we've yet to see
that. Well, it depends what it's what's the definition of all, eh?
Yeah. Ah, well, anyway, Harry.
That's where I met with it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're here for the long haul. That's the main thing. Look, Harry, thank you so much for talking with us on Waitea this evening. Good to talk with you.
Yeah. No worries. Always good, Mr. Gunning.
Thank you very much. Bye now. Yes, good. Thank you. Kia ora.